Welcome to the Zone of Purpose podcast, where the fucking bro culture takes a seat and we do business from your wise woman calling and your soul's magic.
How was your weekend? First of all, ours was good. It was full. But you know, it's okay. That's how life goes sometimes. So let's get into today's topic. And I have to admit, I've had to start this thing over a few times because I've been up since 2:40 this morning. And the reason is because this week I'm attending another Pride conference, and it's Work Pride. It's through My G Work. If you want, I'll drop the link if you want to attend, because it's going through Friday, I think. And I'm really, really excited for it. Learn a lot. Good panels, good discussions. So the reason why I woke up so freaking early is because where I live on the West Coast in the States, like, it was like started at 3 a.m. I'm a morning person, but I'm not like that kind of morning person. So I'm kind of dragging a little bit by now, not gonna lie. So, but like usual, these personal stories or professional stories, let's discuss them in the weekly wisdom. Okay. So number one, there's gonna be like a few different questions here if I remember them all. But number one, what would you get up for at 2:40 in the morning? Just curious about that. Or if you're my night owls, what would you stay up for till 2:40 in the morning? How about that on the other end? We're inclusive around here. I ask because that shows really what you're dedicated to. And no, I don't mean the hustle culture. I just mean like what you feel connected to, what you feel aligned with. And these are my people. These are my people. LGBT plus people are my family. That's how it works. So the reality is, like, I don't mind doing it, not weeks on end, but like for this week, it works. It works. Okay. The other thing I've got a question about is, what really does your rebel soul want to do in life? Or what sings to your rebel soul? And I know I say that a lot around here, but this is like one of those questions I ask because if you're in an org right now, or you're in hierarchical toxicity and bullshit, frankly, or you are still trying to navigate what your deepest purpose or purposes are, this is why I ask that question, okay? If you need some help clarifying that a little bit, here's a follow-up. What community or communities, maybe top two or three, do you really deeply align with? Who are your people? I'm hanging out with my people at 3 in the freaking morning because it's like, you know, really kind of more based in like the London time zone. So I'm hanging out and we're coming in from across the world. So who's your people? Are they global? Are they local? Are they both? What does that look like? Okay. And what do they bring to you and why? That's like a little PS sub questions on there. Community, if you ever want clientele in the future. What do they bring to you? What do you bring to them? Okay, this is reciprocity. That's the new age that's coming. Hopefully soonish. So, community, think on that. Rebel soul song, we'll call it that way. Think on that, okay? And then the final question I have for you is, what activity or activities could you align with that... sorry, got that mixed up. My brain, again, I might need a little bit more tea. What aligns with you, sorry, in activities... offers, doing work, however you want to call this. Freya's right in the tree area with me. But number two, what is aligned with this work that makes you feel good about making money from it? Okay, we have to talk about money. We have to talk about money as business owners. We have to talk about money even though we're soulful business owners. This is an important discussion to have, okay? So if you're kind of thinking of shifting from that job realm into the soulful business realm, think on these things. Think about what sings to your rebellious soul, okay? Think about the community or the people that you love, the people you'd stay up late for or get up early for, with boundaries, right? We like those too, okay? What would you be able to do that feels good for making money in? Earning your living, okay? And why wait? That's my last question. That's like 5 questions today. Not bad. But if you ever need help with this, I have plenty of things that can get you started. But always leave a comment. Let me know. Does this resonate? Do you want more tips? Do you want more insight into this? Because I've got a whole bank of ideas up here from what I've seen and bore witness to from various women and femmes on LinkedIn or just, you know, in my circles. I want to know what sings to you. And I will talk to you later, okay? Y'all have a beautiful week ahead. Remember these few questions, these little nudges, and I'll talk to you soon.
Doing life and business with soul is where it's at. And if you want to get started, grab your Soul Seeds guide. It's under $40 and can be done in a weekend. And don't forget, my friend, it's time to align with your calling. However you do it, ditch the hustle and bring your soul's magic to life.